This is the Immigration Podcast. Immigration has been a part of the world for many years now. Many people find immigration coming with both good and bad things. Here we'll finally decide ourselves if immigration was either a good or bad thing. Immigration has both positives and negatives. So we've researched and found out what both sides of the story have to tell. Today we're going to talk about them. It'll be nice if you can think along with us, either against, if you're either against or if you support immigration. Me, Joanna Hernandez, and Kaylee Gregory, and Hoda Abdullahi are here to share their thoughts with you guys.
First, I'll state some facts on how immigration affects us greatly. Then I'll later on state some facts on how it affects us badly. After Kaylee, we'll just add her thoughts of the facts told. In the end, we'll decide immigration was either good or bad. You got that, Kaylee?
Okay, got that. I'm ready.
Okay, so in AmericanProgress.org, immigration gives unauthorized immigrants in the country today with a planned citizenship. That's good, right?
Well, yeah, citizenship is a very important thing. I think it's especially nice how immigrants don't have to be immigrants for long, so it won't be much of a problem.
Also, in Prezi.com, immigrants take jobs that are not wanted. What do you think about that, Kaylee?
Well, I guess that could be good. So those companies will get work done, but what if they take all the jobs? We'll be left with none.
Okay, also in AmericanProgress.org, tens of thousands of children and families have fled violence in their countries and come to the United States. That's good, right?
Well, yeah, wouldn't want them to stay in a horrible country, so I think that's moving here is fine, so immigration could help them.
All good points being said here, but I think it's time to switch on to the negatives.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, then.
Okay, so in Prezi.com, immigration can attract criminal elements, drugs, and corruption. You wouldn't want that happening, right?
Well, yeah, that could be a problem, but not all immigrants are criminals. There's people in our country who are criminals, too, not just them.
In Prezi.com, immigrations don't pay those taxes. So immigration costs taxpayers $113 billion each year. So what do you have to say on that?
Oh, then, that would be a bad thing. You got me there. Then that means immigration would just be costing everyone more than they should be paying.
Also, in TheBalance.com, women and children face violence if they return to their home countries. What do you think on that? Shouldn't they just stay over there?
Well, you see, that's why it would be a bad thing. If they deport them back to their home, they're fine and they'll be safe. Also, they're probably leaving their country for a reason to be safe.
All right, I think it's time to round up all our thoughts and finally make a choice on whether or not immigration was a good or bad thing. First of all, what do you think, Kaylee? Is immigration good or bad?
Let's see. I think that immigration was a good thing because I feel like most of the negative qualities in immigration were just assumptions made to make it look like it was bad, but in reality we're making it seem bad.
I agree, because first of all, there was more good things to say about immigration than bad things. Like, there's reasons on how it badly affects us, but that can be fixed, right?
So we're both agreeing on immigration. Was it a good thing?
I guess we are. So here you have it, folks. We ended with immigration being a good thing, and you guys are crazy for thinking it was bad. What do you guys think? You agree? Anyways, here we'll end it with Joanna giving us the ending speech.
In conclusion, stated with all the facts and given sources, immigration was a good thing. They both make pretty good points because, yes, there were more positives than negatives. And, yes, it seems like we're making immigration like a bad thing when it really isn't. So if you guys could just stop making it into a big deal, that would be great. Aren't we supposed to be a diverse country? Then let's start acting like it.